Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, the hits keep on coming. Welcome in. You remember Mark Hout. He ran for Congress against Brian Fitzpatrick. But before that, in stunning fashion, he was found innocent of the kangaroo court that we had in here in Philadelphia that even Larry Krasner didn't participate in, coming from the Biden administration and the tyranny, the manner in which they go about this so-called FACE Act, about what you can do around abortion centers, just part of the attacks on religious freedom that I think did make a difference in the 2024 election, that people saw through this, saw the one that's, for nothing else, Kash Patel, the first chance I get him on. When are we going to know about these Richmond guys? How many of them? What's going to happen to them that were persecuting Catholics because they went to a Latin mass? Remember that? But Mark Houck suffered having his family early on a Sunday morning. You know, the story, broken into the house, guys with long guns, et cetera, even state police there. Mark joins us here to kind of give us an update on some things that are happening. Hey, Mark, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on today.
Hey, Dom, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me on again.
So Dan told me you're engaged in something major right now. What's Mark Houck up to?
Well, look, yeah, we recovered from a campaign which was not measured by victory in the polls, but ultimate victory here, for our nation as with our president. So we're kind of relishing that experience, and now we're just waiting on, I guess, our lawsuit, which was against the Biden administration, which we filed in May. And with the new administration coming in office, we feel really good about Pam Bondi, if she gets nominated, and of course Kash Patel and their role in settling this affair and bringing some peace and closure to our family. So in the meantime, though, we're going to be driving out to West Virginia to meet with a therapist to help the children still deal with the PTSD that they still have.
So, Mark, we get it in the courts. We know about that. What is it you're hoping Pam Bondi or Kash Patel would be able to do once they're in office?
Well, sure. Pam's going to have to, you know, see obviously everything that is a holdover from the Merrick Garland regime. And basically, they're going to evaluate what they want to pursue and what they don't want to pursue. At least this is what I've been told. The judge in Philadelphia, Judge Diamond, who's in charge of this case right now, he's not going to make a decision, best we can tell, till after inauguration. And right now, we're just waiting on his decision to go to trial. Now, like I said, I don't think Pam Bondi's going to want to defend the actions of the Biden administration. So We would expect a settlement or something from the government to come forward in 2025.
And also, I'm sure you want, one of the ways you would get a settlement, and the same thing with Trump in the defamation case, they don't want to go through how the sausage was made. You know, if we see the emails, the back and forth, who determined to do that, including, Mark, I think the state involvement, right? The state cops were there that day.
Yeah, but so in the process of this, not even discovery, we're not even there yet. We learned that there were Philadelphia PD were at my house, Bucks County Sheriffs were at my house. Of course, state troopers were at my house, and that would bring in Josh Shapiro and, of course, the Commonwealth and obviously federal agents. We also learned that there was a social worker at our house. In other words, they knew that there were little children in harm's way.
Wow.
And that potentially they could have been damaged that day or their father injured or killed. So that tells you that they knew what was going on. Like you said, they don't think they want to bring that to trial because obviously, you know, why would Pam Bondi want to defend those actions? And why would, you know, the Justice Department even seek, you know, to represent what happened in any positive light? So, yeah, more would come, especially in discovery. We would learn who knew what and how much, you know, all these state players knew. And in that case, they're all individually on the hook for that. So we'll see what comes of it.
The way I would frame it is in the altercation, if you call it that, or the the situation with this guy. Even Larry Krasner, as I remember it, Mark, decided not to prosecute. Now, here's a guy that's more of an enemy of what you do, probably, than just about anybody out there. And he said that there's nothing here. He looked at it. And yet, we not only prosecuted it, but we went to this level. I mean, your case is 1, 2, or 3 up there. Because of your kids, I would put it number one. But I'll tell you, the one that for some reason sets me off just as much is the Richmond case of Catholics who are traditional having their lives invaded because they went to a Latin mass.
Oh, for sure. Look, it's clear that people of faith were targets, and it's clear that they were planning it, as we talked about before, that prior to even the leak of the Dobbs case, that I was on the radar screen, as was many others, because I was served an indictment target letter 5 days after my acquittal at the local level. And then, of course, Dobbs leaks about 2 weeks later. So you knew this was all in the works, and this is what they were planning from the very beginning.
Yeah. What's next for you, Mark? What are you doing now, and what are you looking forward to do?
Well, we're going to have a blessed Christmas as a family and just really kind of enjoy the new year together. I think 2025 is going to be a great year for our country. I think it's going to be a great year for the Houck family. I think we're going to bring a lot of closure, as I said. I do a lot of speaking, still travel, still spreading the word about what happened. Because, I've been traveling all over the country, Dom, and a lot of people still don't know what happened. And it's important for them to know. As I said, you know, victories are not measured by what happens at the polls. And we did a lot of campaigning to not only expose the lies for what happened, but we continue to do that and bolster this administration. And I think we'll continue to do that in 2025. Of course, I run a ministry, and that keeps me very busy. The King's Men is my ministry.
Absolutely. Mark, Merry Christmas. And again, all the way to West Virginia for the kids. I mean, this is the... You know, I'm thinking about this. I mean, I don't know your view on the death penalty or not, Mark, but just seeing Biden cavalierly flout the law today in this manner with some of the most horrific things imaginable that happened, and yet he then will not commute the death penalty part of 3 cases because they're allegedly hate crimes. This is the world of progressives, this kind of mindset where Mark Houck is more an enemy to our lives than killers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it really speaks to that motivation there. And, you know, I think even in some of those reports I saw, you know, everyone's entitled to a second chance. And I said to my wife, how hypocritical. I said, was the Houck family entitled to a second chance? Was when we said we would bring ourselves in peacefully, were we entitled to deal with us in that manner? You know, yeah, so I agree with you. While I don't agree with the death penalty, I think we can keep people in prison, for life because we have the means to do it. and my faith informs me on that. Yeah, it's obviously very clear the bias that is being displayed even in these pardons.
Well, hope you have a great 2025, Mark, and thanks for thinking of us. And again, we welcome you back, whatever you're doing.
Oh, thanks so much, Tom. God bless you in 2025. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. Look, I respect that. That's why I asked him on the death penalty. I see it clearly the other way. I have no problem with it. Squaring it up. Again, with the caveats, one of the biggest things that can result in difficulty with not getting a just verdict, you have to have the best resources. If you're on trial for your life, that means the best attorney, and we should target them, designate them in each area of the country. And also, that means you have the resources to get the very best investigators. After that, if you get the death penalty, you get the death penalty. And we have enough of an appeal system, but 37 commuted and yet 3 not. Why? They committed hate crimes. Think about that. Think about someone who murders, stabs to death, and rapes 9-year-olds, 2 little girls. Biden commuted that, the death penalty, but not in the case of those who committed horrendous crimes. But to me, I don't look at any of the extraneous factors. I look at one thing. You took that life that will never come back. And I've seen and been involved in, as you know, with too many victims. Maureen Faulkner is an example. And thank God for people like Maureen Faulkner. She's not going to let it go. She's going to pursue Mumia Abu-Jamal to the ends of the earth. And they will continue to pursue. They want him to walk out of prison. So don't tell me, well, you know, he got life imprisonment. That's life imprisonment. We'll see. Krasner gets elected again. I don't know that he would run another time after that. So I could see him doing anything he could under any circumstance to get Mumia out of jail. By the way, the Krasner thing is heating up. I'm told there are several contenders. Now, I don't want there to be several contenders. I want them to coalesce and just have one of them take on Krasner. That's how he won the first time. All that money, plus there were like 5 or 6 other Democrats in there that split the vote. If it's one-on-one against some of the people I know and I'm thinking about, there's a good chance of defeating him. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. So be watching for this with Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, but Pam Bondi mainly. And watch for Pam Bondi to dismiss all this. And I'm hoping that Mark Houck and his family are compensated for what happened to them. It is one of the most egregious things that I've seen. And look, Mark is a great guy to come on to because we differ on something. And that is running for office and being against no exceptions on abortion. I'm on rock solid ground. You're not going to win in Pennsylvania. I don't care how good you are about anything else. You're not going to win on that. And the way Trump handled the abortion issue during this election cycle was masterful in his own way. I think he did it correctly. Now we'll see if it shakes out with bumps in the road with pro-life groups or not. It hasn't so far. I think they're happy to get him over the finish line and to see where this goes. But here in Pennsylvania, some of the names I hear to run against Josh Shapiro, some of them I really like. I mean, I think this issue of the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, all these women that were athletes that are in the legislature that have come forward now with it, and it got bipartisan support. It had Democrats that supported it in 2022. They just didn't have enough votes, and Wolf vetoed it. Would Shapiro veto this? Now, that's if we get a vote in the House. We're going to see on this. We're going to see if they're allowed to vote. If they are in this, it's going to pass. And then will Shapiro veto it? If he signs it, the mob on his side, Kamala Harris couldn't even take them on. One of the reasons that she lost. If he doesn't sign it, though, and vetoes it. There go his national aspirations. That is going to be a big ding there. But the people running against him for office, some of them, as I said, at least the last time that I've had them on, they said, no, no exceptions on abortion. Well, you're not going to beat Josh Shapiro. Not going to beat really anyone for governor in Pennsylvania if that's your stance. So let's see how it shakes out. But Scott Presler, I have to tell you, behind the scenes, says big stuff today at 2 o'clock. I haven't seen the new Pennsylvania voter registration numbers, but apparently really, really moving forward. And of course, we brought you last week, I think it was on Friday, Paula Scanlon, who is put in charge of directing the day-to-day for Scott Presler in Jersey. And I was wondering why Paula Scanlon. She's a young woman who came forward. She was a Penn swimmer. I didn't know her mom was Taiwanese. And she is going to be really embedded in different ways in Asian communities, Korean churches, and the like, in addition to other stuff in Jersey. Just the genius of what Presler does. Looking at these areas is that are untapped by Republicans, like the Hunters, like the Amish in Pennsylvania. In Jersey, so far, and I'll ask him about it at 2 o'clock, it's the Asian Americans, and it's also the beach towns, the summer, Wildwood, the capital. Yeah, that is so smart, because those are people from Pennsylvania and Jersey, both in the Wildwoods and the other towns. That is going to be, I'm looking forward to a heck of a summer here with Scott Presler. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. More coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, Dr. Giordano Show. The hits keep on coming. One of our all-time favorites, of course. Congressman Jeff Van Drew comes back to home here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today.
It's good to be with you, Dom. Just wanted to call in and wish you and your listeners and everyone just a very merry, happy, healthy, faith-filled Christmas time, Hanukkah, and holidays in general.
Well, absolutely. And even over the holidays with Trump there, there's going to be movement, excitement that we can't predict. So coming out of this whole CR thing, what are you telling your constituents? What should we know as your insight about it?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. So my insight is this, that I believe that we've got to give our president-elect, our new president-to-be, a little more breathing room. So we have some folks, and as am I, as is the president-elect and many others, concerned about our debt service. It's horrendous. And quite frankly, the amount of the increase that Joe Biden has put us in with the debt service for things like the Inflation Reduction Act and the American Rescue Act and some of these bills is just god-awful, trillions of dollars. But it is what it is. So in order to get out of it, it is not by imposing more taxes on more people in the middle class. The way to get out of it is to continue the tax cut program that we've had, not to let it expire in 2025. And when you do that, you increase revenues. And when you increase revenues, then you can really start chipping away. So this is what I would say. We needed to get through, obviously, until next year. And I am not one that believed that closing down government was the best answer, because while there are some people that are involved with the government that aren't that great, there are good employees. We do have our Coast Guard that is affected. We do have all the private contractors in the FAA, which are good local folks in South Jersey and in Philadelphia. There's just, bottom line is, a lot of good people get hurt too. That's not the answer. The answer is to stop the bleeding and have an organized effort to spend less, and yet at the same time make sure that we're focused on what we do need to spend on. So what I was disappointed in, quite frankly, with what happened, President Trump asked for getting the debt ceiling limit issue taken care of now, and that way we could just roll right into next year, give him a little room to breathe and to enact some of the good policies that we want to do. And we had, you know, every single Democrat voted against that. Every single Democrat, quite frankly, voted to shut the government down, to not give aid for our farmers, to not give aid for those that were caught up in these storms and needed help. And so, obviously, we didn't have the votes initially. There was 38 that Republicans that went along and also didn't, you know, support the president and what he needed here. We got it done in the end, not as good as it should have been. Here's the bottom line I'm going to tell everybody. I'll get right to it. We are going to have a rocky road. Anybody can say what they want. When you've got, in late January, what we will have, a majority of one single vote. If you don't think there's one or two or 10 Republicans that might get off track sometimes, you're wrong. There are. And, of course, every Democrat's going to vote the wrong way. So this is not going to be an easy thing. We're going to get it done, but it ain't always going to be pretty.
Now, are you in the camp that thinks there's going to be difficulty with the Johnson speakership when the vote comes up? We already hear there are two on record, I think, to your point, that will vote against him.
Well, I don't even know what two have come. I believe Tom Massey, who I know them all, actually, and Victoria Spartz. Victoria Spartz has said that she just doesn't think anything's going anywhere. She's from Indiana, so she will not caucus with the Republicans. She will not engage in committee hearings anymore, but she will vote on the floor, which to me means she's probably going to vote against Speaker Johnson. And those are two right there. Now, there's, you know, Norman from, there's some votes there. So we're going to have to decide what direction we're going, what we're going to do. We cannot have a protracted speech right at this point in time. So here's my bottom line. We got to get stuff done. People got to learn how to act like a team sometimes. That doesn't mean you agree every single time or you vote every single time the way that people want on every vote. I get it. I'm very independent. I understand. But at the same time, the Democrats range from very liberal to traditionally liberal to socialist to, we got a few people on the Democrat side that hate America. So, but you know what? They all stick together because they know the end game is about getting it done. And to them, getting it done is making sure that any of the changes we want to see happen won't. To them, and getting it done is to change America as we know it. We don't want to see that happen either as well. So we have to act like a team. And we've just got some people that just don't. So I think it's going to be rocky with that, too. I can't call it yet. Hopefully we get our act together. President Trump's going to have an effect on it, although he asked for us to vote for that bill, and 38 Republicans did not. So, you know, I'm not going to call it. All I know is I'm going to work hard. All I know is, man, this is a great country, and in order to save it, we got to stick together sometimes.
Now, as I kind of predicted, and you were the champion for us there with some degree of power and platform, the drone thing seems to just drone on as if it was a blip on the screen, and they got away. They were into the holidays and still no resolution. I got to think that Trump knows this, and when he gets into office, there will be some disclosures on this.
Well, if not disclosures, certainly a new focus to making sure that we protect our shores.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've got open borders on all ends. Our military is you know, sad. I mean, you know, we have a record low number of people signing up for the military. Just so many things. We need to be the smartest, best, fastest, most focused, strongest in everything. The economy, whether it's our borders, whether it's we need clean, great cities. I mean, there's so much that needs to be done. This is another one. As I mentioned to you before, I'm involved with this because I'm on the aviation subcommittee and very involved with these vehicles, which they call them, you know, in the vernacular, UAS systems, which means unmanned aircraft systems. We're 10 years behind. We are 10 years behind in drones where China is. They have drone ships, which are called motherships in the vernacular, and they're able to take off from these ships and to land on the ships and to be stealth on the ships. We don't have it. We aren't ready. We got to do better. I know President Trump's going to work on that as well. We spend plenty on defense. We've got more generals right now in the military than we had at the end of World War II. Can you believe that? But we've got them all, you know, we've got ones that specialize in DEI. We're worried about people's pronouns. We're paying for sex. No, we just, whether you're gay or straight, white, black, Asian, or Hispanic, man, you should want a strong military because there's lots of bad people out there around us. And the military is not a place for social experiments. So I think we're going to get back on track with all of these things. You know, I'm going to give the president a call, wish him a Merry Christmas, and say two things, man. Get as much done as you can by executive order, even though that's not what our founding fathers liked. I don't really like it, but we need to get a lot of stuff done fast. We've already written up an executive order for the wind turbines. The president asked me to do it. I got it over to his transition team, and we're going to push them to make sure they get this done in the month of January.
What would that, Congressman Jeff Andrew, the executive orders on the wind turbines, what would it do?
Basically, what it do is say that we got to stop everything for 6 months while our new Secretary of Interior, Doug Burgum, who I've spoken to about this and gave him the EO that my staff, I got some good people, wrote up, and then he forwarded it to the transition team as well. We got to make sure, by the way, even in the Trump administration, there's a lot of bureaucracy. You got to make, it's not his fault, you know, but we got to make sure they're doing what he wants and what people like me want. So, you know, I've spoken to Doug at length about this, and what it essentially would do is just hold it up for 6 months, reevaluate, because the process was tainted. They jammed it through. They didn't go through all that they should have, whether it was in regards to whales, to fishing, to the cost to the utility payer, everything, and check it out for 6 months. And then come up with a conclusion. And I got to be honest with you, if you're objective and you're doing the right thing, the conclusion is that these things are terrible and they're going to hurt America and they're going to hurt us in the Jersey Shore, and that they should be stopped. But let them go through their process.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Have a great Christmas holiday. I hope there will be a couple of scotch tastings going in there. I'm sure there's going to be some under your tree.
I would think there will be. I would hope so. And again, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And, you know, I'm going to leave this with everybody. I gave everybody a very sober outlook, a very serious outlook just now. Be of good heart. This is America. We will prevail. We had an amazing election. We are going to stop the bleeding, and then we're going to go forward and do better. But we've all got to be willing to work hard, shoulder to shoulder. This is not, nobody said it's going to be easy. You know what? President Jack Kennedy said to us, we're Americans. We do the hard things, and we do. We do the difficult things. That's what we're about. So I don't want anybody giving up or feeling down. We're going to do this thing, but just be prepared to put your armor on and go shoulder to shoulder to save America.
Absolutely. Thank you, Congressman, for another great year. Really appreciate it.
You too, Dom. Take care. Have fun.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, you heard what he said there. All right, that the executive order is on the way, buttoned up, 6-month stoppage over the nonsense with the whales, January 20th. I believe that's going to happen. And then I believe they're going to stop it in general. I'm not counting the whales until they're hatched here, so to speak. I think this is happening. You just heard it there. Even in the doldrums, you know, right before Christmas, it's underway. Love to get your reaction to that. And you were a big part of it, listeners to this show. You made it. Robin Schaefer, people there. Kelsey Grammer, Johnny Z hosting us at the Shore. All those times. It all kept it going. All right, coming up, where I'm proud to say that I write, usually, if I'm not distracted by a million things, I like to be every other week for the Delaware Valley Journal online. Linda Stein, our great editor, will be with us. And the Delaware Valley Journal is unique. You're getting stories there. A lot of the stuff I get for the show, I only find out about it because of what they're doing and what they found out. So I want to, as we go forward into 2025, point you toward that every day. You will see particularly suburban stories that you will not get, not just in the Inquirer, the other news, too late. They just don't have an eye for it. They don't have the instinct for, I'll give you one coming up with Linda that's in today's edition of the Delaware Valley Journal, 855-839-1210, though that's how you get on board. Hey, let's talk, my friend, dentist. Board-certified prostodontist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. So many things that Dr. Bentz set apart from other dentists, but one of the most important is the role that technology plays every day. And we've talked about the 3D printer. We've talked about making your teeth, the consistency. John is Guy, the artisan. We've talked about the great staff. But Dr. Bentz, in addition to his talent for solving complex cases, really diagnosing them. That's the critical thing. And you don't get the diagnostic outcomes that he can get unless you have the technology that he has. I mean, recently, he had a patient that other dentists, other people missed something really serious that he saw in diagnosing just his oral health. This is the type of consistency, background that you want. And you'll actually see what's going to be done and understand completely why it's necessary to head off long-term trouble. You'll get all this with my dentist for 10 years, Dr. Bentz and his team at the Bentz Dental Group, solutions for the most complex dental cases. Call Dr. Bentz at 610-272-6949. Or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile. Here's the number. They're there today. Get the appointment in January. Do it now. 610-272-6949.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. You just heard Jeff Andrew. Now, that's kind of breaking news. We hadn't heard that yet. He gave us some details on the executive order. Stopping the wind monsters for 6 months to have another look-see at this by executive order. They have another look-see at this. It's going to be stopped. So is it a victory? Well, we're not there yet, but we're starting to get there. All right, joining us is my editor, the editor at the DelawareValleyJournal.com, where you can find me every couple of weeks. And I put it up on Twitter, and they put it up on Twitter. But Linda Stein joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome back. Happy holidays. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Linda. So, Linda, here's a story today I haven't seen anywhere else. And it really, the front page of the Delaware Valley Journal today, Delaware Valley counties ranked high in PA's retail theft numbers. Now, we would know that Philadelphia would, but Philadelphia is only third. Montgomery County ranks second for retail theft arrest, 9% of the state's total, indicating maybe two things. They are arresting people there. And two, this is fallout, I would think, from Philadelphia going to the suburbs to shoplift.
It is fallout from Philadelphia to a certain extent, but there's also organized gangs of criminals are going up and down the East Coast, and some of them are illegal immigrants from different places that have been arrested, too. So that's kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
But these were statistics from the state courts.
Yeah. And Linda, is the focus, a lot of your focus, too? There are a lot of suburban issues, particularly school issues. I've seen stories there well before the rest of the media, and the rest of the media might know about them, but their gut instinct for the people that are reading them or viewing them, they don't seem to think they're important.
Well, I guess that's true, or maybe they're just busy with other things to, you know, give them their due, I guess.
So this past year, what are some of the stories that you guys may have gotten a tip on or that you think in our area, and a lot of this coverage is in our area, were major to Delaware Valley Journal?
Well, some of our biggest stories most recently are the three counties with the tax increases.
Yes.
So 23% for Delco. Wow.
Well, that brings me to one of my five favorite stories of the year. And you guys, the way you positioned it, got what I got. The woman out there in the town council wants a raise right before they put 23% on people. And the phrase fixed income is being used there, even though her home might be in the range of $900,000.
Right. You talk about chutzpah, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of amazing.
Yeah, so, right, let's see, Montgomery County's 9%. I forget what Chester County is.
13% there.
Yeah, and you know, one of my areas, Linda, for the last 10 years, I've just marveled at how the suburbs went from Republican Party control, but moderate Republicans like Montgomery County, and their mission was smart, responsible, you know, fix the potholes, clean stuff, all that kind of government, to now where we're seeing, particularly in Montgomery County and somewhat in Bucks with Diane Merceglia, we're seeing not just Democrats, but people making news for pushing the envelope.
Well, Bucks County did not raise their taxes this time, Dom.
That's true.
And I really think it's because of what happened after the election during the vote counting, when they wanted to count ballots that were already ruled out by the state Supreme Court. And two of the commissioners that are the Democrats said, well, we're going to go ahead and count those, because there was a recount going on for Senator Casey.
Yeah, imagine if they had laid a double-digit tax increase on people in Bucks County.
Well, they know they're going to be up for re-election, so not for a couple of years, but still, people won't forget that.
No, and Bucks County, Linda, has become the epicenter of the political universe. Now Jim Worthington and Linda Mitchell, and she came on the show to talk about it, have made up this Bucks County PAC that's just in Bucks County. And these are, Jim Worthington's a national political player. They want to go after the DA's race, the school boards, and these row offices. And I don't remember anybody quite doing that, at least in my memory, in a long time outside the political parties. That has real power. You can really sway those kinds of races.
I think it only takes a few votes, like, you know,
right,
to change those local races. So that could have a huge impact.
Absolutely. So, Linda, what else would you point toward with the Delaware Valley Journal? Who else or what else would people find there?
Oh, my gosh. We have all kinds. We have something for everybody. We run opinion pieces, all kinds of stuff. We had, of course, I thought the most fun story, unfortunately somebody's trying to call me now, but
yeah.
While I'm talking to you, we had the most fun story, which everybody else I think was out covering too, but it was also Bucks County, where Trump came and he was handing out French fries to the
yes.
press. And I mean, you know, you talk about a fun story. My goodness.
No, it was everything ended up in Bucks County this year. DelawareValleyJournal.com. Linda, thank you. And people will be seeing my end of the year column next week. And I'm honored you asked me to do it last year, and I asked you this year, do you want it again? Because there's nothing more fun than looking at the end of the year and projecting forward.
Yeah, and you're great at that, because you are certainly able to weave all sorts of things together. You talk to so many different people, Dom.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do, like Linda Stein. Linda, have a great holiday, and thank you, and thanks for such good editing.
You're welcome, and thank you, too.
All right, Linda Stein here on Talk Radio 1210, Delaware Valley Journal today reporting Delaware Valley counties rank high in Pennsylvania's retail theft numbers. Montgomery County, number two as far as arrest. Number three was Allegheny, was number one at 13%. But that's arrest, because in Philadelphia, you know, transition here to actually arresting people. Philadelphia is still not that good. Let's see. Philadelphia County is third at 6%. Montgomery County, 9% of the state's total. And as I said, Allegheny County, they must arrest people there. That's Pittsburgh. So The defendants weren't necessarily young adults out of high school or college. Nearly 30% of the suspects were between the ages of 26 and 35. Those between the ages of 36 and 45 make up 21%. 22% were over 46. 17% were between 19 and 25. So it's across the board, shoplifting. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you're next on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, John.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, John. What do you have today?
Definitely. Definitely the 357 Magnum from the 357 Magnum Dirty Harry.
Okay, why that, John?
I mean, come on, he's Mr. Cool. He was, when I was growing up, didn't miss a movie. He was just the coolest dude ever. And,
well, blow your head clean off. Thank you, John. Come on, give us something from the film. Do you feel lucky, punk? In all this chaos, I'm paraphrasing. I should have had the line ready there. The fire plug's gone off. The guy's in the ground. All these people are shot. Cars crashing into windows and everything else. And Eastwood tells him he forgot how many shots he may have fired at that point. All right. That's how you get in. What would you like to see under your Christmas tree or in the driveway? That's a big-time movie prop. I've taken several off the board. 2 o'clock, Scott Presler promises big news today when it comes to registration in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to ask him about Paula Scanlon that he appointed to be his number two executive director over in Jersey. This guy is not missing a beat. It's already underway. What's going to happen in New Jersey? And you heard the news from Jeff Andrew telling us that President Trump has in his possession an executive order that would stop the wind projects for 6 months. Andrew has been incredible on this. It's got to make you feel good. Listeners have been all over this. When those whales, I forget even how many years now, it's all washing together. This could stop it for 6 months. Are they going to want to then come back? Are they going to spend some more, try some more? What are the Murphys going to do? What are these Democrats going to do with the governor's race coming up? And again, how much have they spent on this, Democrats? How much have they wasted? This will be a huge victory if this happens on inaugural day. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me tell you about FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on regular season action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers, you can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and a lot more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to join today. That way you'll be set for all the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/Dom for your choice at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano with you. Coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock. A lot to report today. Thanks to our buddy Newman Price. He's on the road on Twitter, though. Newman checked in with the leg lamp from the Christmas Story. And I told him, yes, that was one of the ones I took off at the very beginning. Darren McGavin, you'll shoot your eye out, Ralphie. I'm not sure if it's still on as a marathon, but that leg lamp is a great prop, and it would look great in the Dom Dome or somewhere else. Probably, I don't know, about $1 million, half a million maybe. Ruby slippers went for $28 million. What would you like to see in your driveway or under your tree as a Christmas present that is a movie prop? Robert of Ben Salem. Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, it's good to talk to you today, and a happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you, Robert.
I would be willing to bet that Dirty Harry's 44 caliber, not 357 caliber, would be worth a lot more than Alex Baldwin's gun from the movie Rush. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I'm just going to go right to the side question. I want to go with the original time machine. I know that you have the DeLorean, but my time machine is better because it doesn't need to be registered and you don't have to get insurance for it.
Will the Eloy be included in that?
No, but the Morlocks would be. Is that what they were, the Morlocks?
The Morlocks, I think it was, yes.
Tomorrow, Henry asked about the original mistletoe, and I have something tomorrow. But until then, you guys have a great day, Dom. Great show, man.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks as always. All right. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thanks. Here in the Morlocks, that movie with Rod Taylor, good stuff, man.
Rod Taylor is great in that, yeah.
He certainly is. But, hey, Dom, you know what? This movie's a favorite of mine, I think, as well as yours, Hoosiers.
Yes.
And when Gene Hackman is out there just gathering his thoughts in the field, he's approached by Barbara Hershey. You know, she's vetting him, and Gene Hackman's character, he's a Navy veteran in that movie. And he's wearing his pea coat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Though I was in the Air Force myself, I come from a Navy family. And as a young kid growing up, I remember a family wearing that Navy pea coat. And it's so versatile. You could see, like, a guy hanging on the corner wearing his Navy pea coat. And then you can see a guy taking a date out for dinner with his Navy pea coat. And it's in a lot of movies like that. But I always thought about whatever happened to Gene Hackman, his Navy pea coat.
Oh, that is a great one. There's only one flaw. It wasn't a flaw. It was the drama of it. When the character says, we're going to set up this trick play. And they all look at him like, what's the matter? No, Jimmy's taking his shot. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
I couldn't agree more. Look. I don't care what you think you know. We're shoving it down your throat. Jimmy's going to shoot the ball. No one else.
That's right. And in the beginning, when, like, you know, when he made them five passes before shoot. And they all had open shots, but they still did the five passes. Great
absolutely.
Movie.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Drew. We'll talk soon. All right. Put that one into the hat. Coming up, we'll talk with Scott Presler and get the latest on registration here in Pennsylvania. It is a big story he has. Also, what is he doing in New Jersey? He's just back from America Fest, where he spoke alongside the president and others. And every Monday, 2 p.m., Scott Presler's update, because that's when the registrations come out, et cetera. This guy is heavily engaged in just all sorts of things that are going to be the story in 2025. But if you missed it with Jeff and Drew, it was just kind of toward the end. He told me that the executive order is in. He believes Trump will sign it on inaugural day. I guess around 2-3 o'clock we'll get that. And that initial order is the order that will stop for 6 months of the big whale, big wind off the Jersey Shore. What is that going to mean? Well, it means we're on the road to beating them. That's exactly right. The Murphys, big win, the Danes, the just environmental fanatics, they're going to lose big time. That's what it means, and it's going to start on January 20th. I'll be on noon to 3 that day, and hopefully you'll be where we are watching the inauguration. I don't know how quickly Trump will sign that, but that is big news here. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. No Money Melody through the holidays, but everything else. Scott Presler next on Talk Radio 1210. And also, happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.